Grammar notes. Tense markers. 1. The marker
đã
is used before a verb to indicate an action which took place in the past.
Anh ấy đã đi Việt Nam.
He went to Vietnam. When a completed action is emphasized, the marker
đã
is used together with
rồi,
which is placed at the end of the sentence and means already.
Chúng tôi đã học bài ấy rồi.
We have learned that lesson already. 2. The marker
vừa mới
placed before a verb denotes an action which has been completed only very recently.
Họ vừa đến. Họ mới đến. Họ vừa mới đến.
They've only just arrived. 3. The marker
đang
is used before a verb to denote an action as actually going on at the time the sentence is formed.
Ông ấy đang ngủ.
He is sleeping.
Anh ấy đang học năm thứ ba.
He is a third year student. 4. The marker
sẽ
is used before a verb to indicate an action which will take place in the future.
Cô ấy sẽ đi Việt Nam.
She will travel to Vietnam. 5. The marker
sắp
is used before a verb to represent an action which will take place only a short time from now.
Bà ấy sắp đến.
She is coming soon. The word
chưa
is placed at the end of the sentence to form a question with
sắp. Anh sắp thi chưa?
Are you going to take the exam soon? Note that
sắp
is not used with
không.
To express the meaning, I am not going to take the final soon, you would use
chưa. Tôi chưa thi.
It may add a time expression.
Tuần sau, tôi chưa thi.
I am not going to take the finals next week. 6. The negative
chưa,
not yet, is used before a verb to denote an uncompleted action in the past, present, or future.
Hôm qua anh ấy chưa đến.
Yesterday, he still hadn't come.
Tôi chưa hiểu.
I don't understand yet.
Ngày mai cô ấy chưa đi.
Tomorrow, she still won't have gone. The frame construction
đã, chưa
is used to form a question.
Đã
is optional and
chưa
is always placed at the end of the question.
Anh đã ăn cơm chưa?
Have you eaten yet?
Rồi
is used in the affirmative reply to this question.
Đã
is also optional in the reply.
Vâng, tôi đã ăn cơm rồi.
Yes, I have already eaten.
Chưa
is used in the negative reply to the question. Note that
chưa
replaces
không
in the sense of no.
Anh đã ăn cơm chưa?
Chưa. Tôi chưa ăn cơm.
No, I have not yet eaten. 7. The word
vẫn còn. Vẫn còn.
Meaning still, is used to emphasize that an action that started in the past is still continuing at the moment of speaking, without referring to a particular time in the past.
Ông ấy vẫn còn làm việc ở đây.
He is still working here.
Đang
may be used after.
Vẫn còn
to convey more emphasis.
Ông ấy vẫn còn đang làm việc ở đây.
Rồi.
Introduced in lesson 6 refers to a particular time in the past at which an action started.
Ông ấy làm việc ở đây 3 năm rồi.
He has been working here for 3 years. 8. Generally speaking, the three tense markers
đã, đang
and
sẽ
are not used if the time at which an action occurs has been made clear in the context, or if the sentence contains a time expression.
Ông ấy học ở trường này từ năm 1964 đến năm 1969.
He studied at this college from 1964 to 1969.
Bây giờ cô ấy làm việc ở bệnh viện Saint Paul.
She now works at the St. Paul Hospital.
Sang năm, họ đi Việt Nam 2 tháng.
Next year, they will go to Vietnam for 2 months.